Hello, friends, hello, family, hello, colleagues, hello, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. This is the show where we talk real business for real people trying to make it all work in the real world. And I'm your host, I'm Dan Owens, and today we're going to dive into something that's got everyone talking: artificial intelligence. In today's episode, okay, it's a doozy. It's AI, Milli Vanilli, and why face-to-face is about to be a superpower in building products. Okay, look, this isn't another AI is going to take over the world episode or rant. Instead, we're going to pull together this wild thread, a prediction from Mark Cuban, the rise of AI, the future of human connection, and yes, Milli Vanilli. You remember them, right? If you don't, buckle up, because this is going to tie directly into how you, manufacturers, contractors, distributors, architects, sales pros, can actually win in an AI-dominated world by being more human, not less. So let's go. Mark Cuban, billionaire, Shark Tanker, Mavericks, or actually former Mavericks owner, and tech visionary, recently told Inc. magazine something that made me kind of stop and listen. He said, quote, AI will be in everything, but what people will value most is human interaction, end quote. Now think about that. The guy who's made billions from betting early on tech, telling us that the most valuable skill in the coming AI age is going to be people skills. And why is that? Because as AI becomes more common, running to your inbox, automating your website with chats and bots, building out your customer follow-ups, real human connections are going to become rare. And in business, rare means valuable. So enter Milli Vanilli. Okay, this is the original AI analogy. Now, Milli Vanilli, they're the group back in the 80s or 90s. They were on the top of the music world. Chart topping, you know, Grammy Awards, the whole deal. But here's the twist. It wasn't them singing. Now, again, those of you who are younger than 55, just Google Milli Vanilli and you'll see the whole story. But basically, they had a lot of really cool songs, but they were lip syncing. It came out that someone else actually did the vocals. And when the news broke, well, their careers collapsed almost overnight. They won a Grammy or several Grammys. They got all those taken back. But why did all that happen? Because people felt lied to. Now, fast forward to today. Now, think about AI-generated content, deepfakes, chatbots posing as people. The truth is we're living in a new Milli Vanilli era. It looks real. It sounds real. But deep down, people can feel when it's not. And just like the fans turned on Milli Vanilli when they found out it was fake, customers are going to turn on brands that rely too heavily on AI while neglecting the human side of business. And I'm going to take that one step further. That means the human side of business inside the company as well. All right. And I'm not going to get off into that tangent because that could be a whole nother episode. Here's the lesson. Don't lip sync in your business. So let me bring this home to the building products and construction space. Okay. So AI is here everywhere. Now, in the next 18 months, AI is going to start quoting, like estimating and quoting, you know, mark my words on that. It's already starting to happen. So all of you in the quoting, estimating, it's going to get tough. Yeah, it's going to make your jobs easier, but it's going to eliminate some jobs. Because what's going to end up happening, they're going to be able to put, AutoCAD, CAD, plans in there. And AI is going to be able to give you a complete bill of materials, mobilization costs, I mean, the whole nine yards. Okay, that's coming. Logistics, that's already there. AI is helping to handle logistics. AI is going to create everything from marketing campaigns to spec data sheets to literature, you name it. And on top of that, AI is going to replace all your customer service people. Yeah, it is. It's going to be chatbots. It's going to be, they're going to text or call and it's going to sound like a person and it's an AI bot. Why? Okay. Now, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying right or wrong, but it's coming. Okay. But here is the golden opportunity. In a world of AI, auto responses, and robotic interactions, your ability to show up, shake a hand, bring some donuts, take someone to lunch, and solve the real problems face-to-face becomes your competitive advantage. So imagine this, a contractor who still walks the site with the homeowner or the GC or the building owner, a sales rep who personally drops off samples and knows what the GC or the contractor is dealing with, a manufacturer that doesn't just email tech sheets, but hosts a live demo or a lunch and learn to educate people on their products, an architect who doesn't rely on AI models alone, but collaborates personally with product experts. Okay, this is where trust is built. And trust is what drives loyalty, referrals, and repeat business. Now, don't get me wrong. I love tech. I run Platinum Business AI, for crying out loud. You know, that's the tech side. That's the software side of my business. Our platform allows for, like, you know, automated follow-ups, you know, manages leads, CRM, you know, website, funnels, all that kind of stuff. And it saves businesses hundreds of hours a year. But here's what I tell every client. AI should work for you, not pretend to be you. So you use the AI to do the boring stuff. You know, schedule reminders, automate your newsletters, track job progress, but don't let AI be your voice. Don't let it become your Milli Vanilli moment. Because when it comes time to build trust, de-escalate a conflict, land a big order, or walk through a spec change, your bot can't do that. You can. And here's another prediction I'm going to make. AI is going to one day spec something or put out some information, and it's going to cost a life possibly, you know, through a design flaw or whatever. And that's, I think, when we're going to see this turn, unfortunately. Now, I hope it doesn't get to that. I hope we all start realizing that if you're using AI, you better double check everything, especially if it's a structural or, you know, something that's going to fail at some point. Now, I digress, but there's five things you can do right now to stand out. So here's a quick hit list you can do right now. Number one, you want to rehumanize your sales process. Don't hide behind email. Look, add a video message, pick up the phone, show up. Number two, be transparent about the tools you use. It's okay to use AI, but be honest about it. People respect that clarity. Number three, double down on the in-person moments, trade shows, site visits. Okay, office hours, lunch and learns, do more of these. And also bring your office people out. You know, and I know a lot of people, you know, they say that they have those good intentions, but if you bring your internal people out to meet customers, go to a job site, that goes a long way in building those relationships. And number four, train your people on people skills with DISC assessments, which we do, by the way, soft skills training, role plays. Don't let those muscles atrophy. Okay, work on your people skills. Number five, audit your customer experience. Again, net promoter score or just a survey, you know, once, maybe twice a year. You want to ask, where are we acting like a bot and where should we be acting like a human? You know, ask people, what are you good with being automated? Okay, and I think your customers will tell you. Hey, this was a short episode, but here's the final word. In a world of fakes, be the real deal. AI is not going away. It's the new normal, but remember what happened to Milli Vanilli. Okay, when the curtain was pulled back, they lost everything because the connection wasn't real. Don't let your company be next. Don't lip sync your customer service. Instead, be the live band that shows up, misses a note now and then, but makes up for it with authenticity, care, and consistency. That's the future and that's the edge. And that's how you're going to win big in building products and in our space 2025 and beyond. If you're still trying to figure out how to integrate all this AI without losing your humanity, we can help. We build systems that let AI do the grunt work so you can do the relationship work, okay? You can reach out to us at platinumbusinessconsulting.com, and I'll have some links below you can click. So let's make your business the live act in the world of Milli Vanilli. And if you like this episode, don't forget to like or share or subscribe. Until next time, keep it real, keep it human. Hey, let's keep building. We'll see you next time. Bye.